From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super bitter Floriette, in a loo, Wairoo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb
and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb.
Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Hey there, welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb, Joel the producer, and myself, Leechy the anchor. And as always,
pointy pineapples.
Pineapples.
Nice.
Embers. Snooze, you lose, Embers.
Terrible Embers. How did we find today's show, which you're about to hear on the listener app?
It was better than yesterday's show. So I will say, stick around. This is a better show. Put yesterday's in the bin.
What does that say, though, about yesterday's show if today is slightly better? Because it felt like, gee whiz, there were moments today I was genuinely concerned and thinking about moving to another country and starting a new life.
Like what? Wow. What happened?
Starting a new life.
Just most of the stuff between four and now.
I don't know, guys. We're just starting to chit-chat. We're trying to sell people to listen to this podcast and you've just
No, it's good. That's what I mean. It's wild. It'll make you want to move to another country.
Make you want to board one-way ticket to Yemen.
It may put you to sleep because we ask about what your weird method to get to sleep is.
I actually have a really weird method I forgot to bring up, but when I can't get to sleep, I pretend that I am in, and this is just me, classic being competitive, but in my head I imagine that I am in competition with other people and there one person has to come in. There's only one person who's actually awake. The rest are asleep and I have to pretend that I am the one that's asleep. So you have to go really, really still. And if I get it and they don't select me, I win a cash prize.
Oh, my.
Wow. Why did you not mention this?
I know. Sorry. Oh, I totally forgot.
That's the weirdest kink I've ever heard in my life.
I actually genuinely play it every time. I told my friends about this once and then they all went off and did it that night.
There might be some method to that madness.
Could be.
Because my old man was telling me recently, he's like, oh, if you ever struggle for sleep, just do what I do. I go back to the last golf game I played and I recount every shot I've played for the 18 holes. Like, I hit that one into there, then I hit that one to there. And I fell asleep while he was telling me that.
Wow. Yeah, I should have laid up.
Jesus. Interesting.
Great phone, yeah.
One of the Dr. Doug, who we spoke to, who was an expert.
He got very serious, Doug.
He told us a method and you can hear it in the podcast, but I beg to differ. Like, I don't think that's relaxing at all.
It hurt your eyes.
It hurt my eyes.
I just look forward to the video of you two trying to do what he did because I was watching you and just thinking this is going to be amazing social
actually,
job.
Yeah, you should try and get
I actually got a text when we were talking about Dr. Dougie, and I got a text from a mate, right, literally as we were speaking to him, and it was, just listen to Dr. Doug on the freeway. I don't want to fall asleep right now.
Took a while for him to get to his story, didn't it? Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that's just get quicker to the stories if you're a Rush Hour listener, if that's okay. Thank you very much. Also, we ask about what your penny-pinching sacrifice is and Embers.
Yeah, that went well.
Embers. And Embers has disappointed us once again in the lead-up to the HBF run for a reason. Big disappointment.
Well, I didn't disappoint.
No, you've disappointed.
Someone has disappointed me because I can't run it.
You've disappointed.
And you can't fill out a form.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
And read your emails.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
This is the podcast.
And get your kid to sleep.
Good point.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Well, the two absolute superstars are here. They're waiting outside. Meanwhile, here, Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb are here.
Welcome. Say,
we are catching up with Jeanelle Fowler, actually, at some point. West Coast fever.
Think she's coming. Looking forward to that.
She's not out there at the moment. I thought that's what you might have been alluding to.
No, I meant Joel, the producer, and Alicia from our newsroom.
Well, Alicia's definitely a star. Joel,
Superstar. Not so much.
Well.
I mean, he keeps the show together, don't you, Joel?
It's because I'm from the south, isn't it, Embers?
Okay, that's enough from you. We'll get to that with Battle of the Burbs a little bit later on today. The North are coming back, but that's another thing for another time. We're also going to talk about how your penny-pinching sacrifices are going at the moment.
Interest rates are on hold, Leechy.
Thank God.
Thank God yes. for that. So if there's something in this cost of living crisis that you've given up that you're just like hanging for to get back to it, have a think about it.
Maybe you've been on the baked beans for the last few months and tonight you're going, well, they're not going up, so I might just lavish myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Something better than baked beans.
SpaghettiOs instead. Now, if you want to get to the supercars and maybe the chance of getting a hot lap in a supercar, call up right now, 133353, because we're about to play the Rush Hour Super Sprint. The way it works is we'll have two people on the phone. We'll give you a category where you've got to name five things. The quickest out of the two, if you're the fastest, you win yourself passes to the supercars and go in the draw to go in a hot lap in a supercar.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly right. So Embers, for example, give me five chocolate bars.
Okay, Mars, Snickers, Kit Kat, Bounty, Cherry Ripe.
Yeah, okay, not bad. Five soft drinks, Katie.
Solo, Coke, Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew, Pepsi.
Embers was quicker.
Tight. Katie gets it by a nose. Oh.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Buckle up, Perth. It's time for the Rush Hour Super Sprint.
Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, 17th to 19th of May, next weekend at carco.com.au Raceway. Kids under 12 free and tickets at tickettech.com.au.
That's it. All week we're giving you the chance to score a three-day double pass to Perth Super Sprint, which includes a hot lap in a supercar, merch packs as well. All you need to do is go head-to-head. Now, we've got two callers. We're going to give them each a category. They need to name five things in that category. Fastest one wins.
Very simple. Mike's from Carramar. G'day, Mike. Welcome to you.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good. Oh, do you like your fast cars?
Love my fast cars. Go the Holdens. Red Bulls all the way.
Beautiful.
Hey, Mike, you were listening along yesterday, weren't you, to the absolute train wreck that was this competition at this same time yesterday?
Don't want to talk up a big game, but I think I might do a little bit better than that.
If you missed it yesterday, this was one of our contestants.
What it sounded like. This was Sab.
Name five different breakfast cereals.
Okay, breakfast on toast. That's muesli. Apple. Oh, I'm having a mental blank. Chocolate. Coke.
No. It was terrible.
Sab, I'm not sure
just that. It wasn't just that. It's because when we first went to him, he didn't even reckon he heard us. And then we were just waiting for 10 seconds going, give us an answer.
All right. Well, Mike from Carramar is going to show us how it's done. He's going up against Simon from Duncraig, who we'll speak to shortly. But let's kick off Mike. Mike, hopefully you can get through this as fast as possible. You ready to go?
Go for it.
Name five suburbs in Perth.
Carramar, Carrinup, Duncraig, Banksia Grove, Meridian Up, Kareem.
Whoa, that's five.
Whoa,
that's
good.
That is five, you know, and that was fast.
Just the arrogance to go, I'll give you a six.
Okay, what
well
was the
done,
time, Mitchie?
I'm going to tell you afterwards.
Oh, all right. Okay, wow.
All right.
Okay, runs a tight ship, Mitchie.
Simon and Duncraig, hello.
How's it going?
That was pretty back good. To you, Simon. That was quick.
Yeah.
The bar's high.
Yeah, it's very high.
All right. Your category, Simon, are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Name five car brands. Go.
Holden, BMW, Toyota, Mazda, and I don't know, Audi.
You got them out, Simon. But listen, I didn't get the clock myself, but I just reckon you might have been beaten by a nose.
Look, definitely. It's a squeaker. It's an absolute squeaker, this one. Simon, your time, 11.16. It's fair to say Mike smashed it with 5.2 seconds.
Well done, Mike. Don't you good thing.
Oh, he talked a big game and he backed it up. I like it, Mike. Well done, congratulations. Mike.
Beautiful, guys. Appreciate it muchly.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
What's your penny pinching sacrifice?
No sacrifice.
What are you sacrificing?
Well, interest rates on hold, which is a great, great thing because so many people with the cost of living crisis are sacrificing so many things. It might just be that, you know, extra coffee that you have always bought in a day. How many coffees, by the way, do you have in a day?
Don't drink coffee.
Wow.
Good on you, Leachy.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, I've got too much energy.
I'm usually just like a one person.
I always start with one in the morning, and generally that's probably it. Sometimes I will get another coffee here at Triple M. And in fact, that's actually what I've been doing recently because rather than actually going and buying another coffee, I just go upstairs and get one of the beautiful ladies to make it for me because I don't know how to use the machine yet.
There you go. So you're sacrificing buying a coffee out. You just use the coffee machine
here.
It all
adds up. That's exactly right.
So we've got we use a few streaming services in our house. So we've got Netflix, of course, Stan, Apple TV,
yep.
Binge, KO, and Teens pays for four of those. I pay for Binge. So my sacrifice was giving up Binge.
Oh, you're an absolute tyke.
Well, I'm doing it for the
family,
future.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the cheapest of them?
I think so, yeah, but I'd rather that $7 in my bank account. Thank you. Producer Joel, what is your penny-pinching sacrifice?
It's funny hearing you talking about streaming services because I reckon I got about 35 and I haven't sacrificed any of them, but my wife enjoys the occasional glass of Savvy B. Normally just pop over to like a Thirsty Camel and grab two bottles of Squealing Pig for $30 or really? 35, but... Yep. Times are tough, guys, so now we go the $5 Aldi wine.
Wow.
Sure, done.
Yep. That's a new low.
Sometimes the $2 for $20 signs that you see
Does it give you a headache?
Enormous headache. Yeah, still recovering.
Don't you just go straight to the Passion Pop? Isn't that how it usually works? That's usually $4.
Goonsack.
Yeah, exactly.
Leachy, what have you sacrificed?
I've stopped buying chocolate. I used to be that sort of person at like 9 o'clock. Just go, just grab myself just a little bit of chocolate.
What's your flavour?
I vary. I do a whole bunch of different ones. So I'll either go peppermint or I'll go caramello or I'll just go.
I do like caramel.
I'm huge into caramel.
Yeah, that's good.
What have you been sacrificing just to save a few pennies? Nothing outrageous, but obviously we're all feeling it at the moment. We're all feeling the pinch and everybody's had to make a bit of a sacrifice here and there. What's yours?
Maybe you just broke up with your partner. Listen, they were just too expensive to hang out. And we go, listen, something's got to give. All right, so I'm going to get you to the side so I can actually start going out. And my bill is always going to be half the price. What penny-pinching sacrifice have you had to make? Ben's from Ravenswood.
Ravenswood.
That's exactly what I thought that I
Hello,
said.
Ben.
Ravenswood. G'day, Ben.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we?
Hey, good, Ben.
Penny pinching his brain right now.
Yeah. What's your penny pinching sacrifice, Ben?
Well, my penny pinching sacrifice actually makes a lot of pennies. It's spending time with my daughter. I actually spend every weekend with her, but since August last year, I've been doing about 70 hours a week.
Oh, and, that's rough.
And I've got an aim that I'm trying to get to is paying the house off in 5 years. So by the time she's 15 years old, that's when the real memories start and all my money basically goes on her holidays. I've already got it all planned out.
Oh, good on
Ben,
you,
you're
Ben.
You're a planner. Good on you.
And you're saving money by thinking ahead and actually taking on more shifts, Ben. That's a lot of hours per week.
So you can spend some wonderful time with your daughter on lots of holidays with no mortgage to pay in 5 years' time. Good idea, Ben. Sarah's from Melville. G'day, Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Hey, good, Sarah. What's your sacrifice to save some coin?
My very expensive gym membership.
Oh, yeah. How you don't need to name the franchise, obviously, but how much were you paying per week?
Too much, probably. Yeah, they're very expensive, right?
Yeah. The particular franchises that are so expensive just per week is like, oh, my God.
There's some places out there that they only $8-$9 a week that you can go to.
I know. There are lots of other gyms. So have you joined like another gym just to attend or are you just deciding to just get fat instead? That's a sacrifice.
That if I had to give up my gym membership, he had to build me a gym at home.
Okay. Well, that's a good husband or good partner. Are you using the gym at home as much or is not as fun?
Yeah. I mean, it's not as fun. But
probably less people look at home.
Yeah, and you feel less self-conscious and
Less people watching as well.
Less people.
Yeah, yeah, less people watching.
Not as fun, for sure.
I mean, you know, it's fun to people watch.
Good on you, Sarah. Let's go to Amber from Wanneroo. Hello, Amber.
Hey, team.
Hello.
Hi, Amber. How are you? You're in a dungeon at the moment. Where are you?
I am in a dungeon.
Your man cave.
All right. Hey, Amber, what is your penny-pinching sacrifice you've been making?
Oh, well, I'm sacrificing the hairdresser, sadly, because it's just I've got long hair and it's so expensive. Oh, so, yeah. Unfortunately, every day I'm getting out the hair mascara to cover my grays. Pretty sad.
Oh, that is a bit sad, yeah. Oh, but, you know, that's a perfect example of it.
Good. I reckon if you see if anyone sees a lady out in the next week wearing a hat on a date night, it's probably Sash. It's probably who it was.
Amber. It's me.
Amber. Yeah. Yes, it's definitely Amber.
What's your penny pinching sacrifice? We've had a couple of decent ones. If you've got any that can help Amber's try and save a few pennies.
I reckon Amber just go shave her head.
Oh, what? We're asking for your penny pinching sacrifice.
Fiona in Baldivis. Hello, Fee.
Hey, hey, Queen.
Good, Fee. Penny pinching sacrifices. Tell us yours.
All right. So I'm a vodka drinker. So I've got a friend who actually makes his own vodka from home. So instead of me paying for $45, $50 a bottle, I get four bottles for $100.
Amazing. I mean, and this is what we need to do, right? Because interest rates are high, cost of living crisis. So everyone's making a sacrifice. And rather than you going to the shops and paying for vodka, you're like hitting up your mate. And
that's it. Exactly right. It does the job, gets me drunk. So it's great.
This might not be as fun, but a lot of people do drink the vodies and soda. So maybe just get rid of the vodie. Right. It's going to be a lot more affordable and just drink the soda.
No, she wants to get drunk. She
Exactly right.
Where does he make the vodka? Just in his home? Or?
Yeah, he does it all at home. So I don't know. I just flick him a message and say, hey, can I grab some bottles? And he's like, yeah, sweet.
Can I grab some bottles? I love it.
Yeah, just 50 bottles.
Fiona's on the tips today.
I've got a mate who's got his own little sort of mini distillery at home as well.
I'm obsessed with that.
And then remember we had that story last week about in Norseman how they were doing their own illegal one in the men's toilet.
Distillery in the men's toilet, not ideal. Hopefully that wasn't fees, mate. Let's go to Dave from Indari. Hello, Dave.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Dave. How are you saving money at the moment, mate?
Oh, mate, it's killing me. I'm having to give up a bit of the alcohol, the multiple cartons of beer during the week and on the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm resorting to having to listen to the X-Men and Michelle in the morning to try and win a few cartons.
Oh, you know what? Sounds like such a hardship that you're going through. You know, like the multiple cartons a week. You deserve that. Nobody deserves multiple cartons of beer than Dave, you know?
Yeah, bring them on.
What's your beer of choice, Dave?
Well, I was drinking Corona till they started making it in China, so now I've gone to Baltimore. But mind you, I tell you what, I did win a carton from you guys, and I had some of that Perth local.
Oh, yeah, good.
That was damn good.
Yes. There you go. Yeah. Whatever's cheap at the moment, you might have to start buying, Dave.
Okay.
Maybe make his own brewery like everyone else at the moment own home.
Yes. And we are sacrificing this talk topic now.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
May 19th, HBF Run for a Reason. Embers had the whole thing planned. He was going to be a hero. He's been training for it. 21 kilometres he was going to do, and he had one job.
Been building up, Embers. He's fit, he's firing, he can't wait for the half a marathon on the 19th of May.
There we're going to be, think of it, I can see you in slow-mo crossing the finish line. People
waving
are crying.
To all the people going, my goodness, he can still move the boy.
And then he had one job and it was to register and he forgot and now it's closed. Registrations for the 21Ks have officially closed. And he cannot enter.
The dream is over.
Which, to be fair, last week in your running challenge you're doing with your mates, you had to run 18 Ks and this was you after that.
I'm not chirpy anymore. No, I don't know. I was all up and about, right? That was hard. That was simple.
okay, listen.
If you're swearing that much after 18K, I'd hate to see it after 21K.
I went a little bit too hard last week, but I only got 3 more Ks to do. That's my half a marathon. I can be strategic about my run. I can do this on May 19th, but they won't let me.
Well, they will let you do the 12K, which,
but
to be fair,
I don't want to do the 12. I want to do the 21Ks.
You're a little boy chucking your tantrum now, but this is on you. So,
well, it's sort of on me, but
no,
but
it
do
is
I
on
have
you.
To register?
Yes, just like
can
everyone.
Someone,
no, you don't have a private secretary.
I'm not good at these things. You know, like putting. You could have helped me.
No,
out.
I'm not your secretary now. Embers,
yeah.
You can run the 12K for HBF Run for a reason.
Mate, 12Ks, I'll do that backwards.
But
Landon,
that's another 9K to top you up for the 21K. So I feel like we need to get you to run 9K next week just ahead of it so that overall you do 21K. There you go.
Last year when I did the 21K, I was like,
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer, is racing.
The 2006 Goldsmith medal is Andrew Embley on the West Coast.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Embers Ball Sports Report.
So you're going to wake up at 5:30 a.m. or are you going to be
is that when you're going?
5:30 a.m.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm busy. I'm busy at 5:30.
Anyway, so
we'll figure something out, but we'll get
Embers
you to do the 21K.
Is not doing the 21Ks because he forgot to register.
No, I can't.
And registrations are closed, which is a great shout out to the HBF Run for a reason, because it just shows how many people are going to do it again this year for a great cause.
All your training for nothing, love it.
Hang on.
Sounds like a lot in Embers' life, I feel.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Now, guys.
Yes.
It is fair to say Katie Lamb is the queen of netball in this studio.
Well, she tells us that all the time.
Divi won almost champion last year, but there is someone who is better than you in this studio right now by a fair margin. From the West Coast Fever, Janelle Fowler. Nemart is here with us.
Janelle.
Just a little bit, a lot better than you, Katie. Janelle, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Janelle, you guys have been smashing it, the Fever. You're 4 from 4. You're undefeated. We go again on Friday. How's it been going? You guys are just unbeatable at the moment.
4 and zip.
It's a really good start.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to be challenging, mm-hmm. you know. We are definitely surprised that we've gone 4-0. However, we knew that we've been putting in the work and mm-hmm. we expected of ourselves, you know, because we're working really hard to go out there and win. We never go out to lose. So,
yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Yeah.
But please don't start doing that.
No. And, of course, you're the star forward. You're the big full forward, all right? The ball gets in your hands and you just shoot baskets all the time for fun. Do you ever just come up against your opponent and just feel really sorry for them, that they're actually not going to be able to stop you?
Nah.
You sort of think about it without saying it.
To be honest, my initial thought when I go on the court is just to dominate and just to be strong and tell myself that I will not allow them to stop me.
There
so, yep. I mean, I know they're amazing goalkeepers or defense team that come up against me, but like, I always go in my head and make sure I defeat them there first.
Yes.
Well, how was it coming up against your former Fever captain, Courtney Bruce, who's now at the Lightning?
Yeah, it was really good. I was looking forward to it because I know that she's a really good keeper. And
she's phenomenal.
Yeah, she's phenomenal. And whenever I play against her, whether it be like nationals and mm-hmm. Whatnot, I always want to put my best game out there, you know, because I know we're always going to go hard. So it was really good. So happy for the turnout and what happened.
And how's it been since Fever have recruited Shanice Beckford now? So she's now one of your sunshine girls in the how's that going to be now going forward, you two playing together, especially for nationals coming up?
It's going to be even more amazing
than it was.
It's going to be good because we're getting different coaching in terms of how we can work together, you know, and that in itself is really good. And I mean, we're going to be playing a lot more together than we would have been normally. We're apart. So it's going to be amazing. Look out.
Talk to us about like a normal week for you. So obviously you played on the weekend. You would have flown back in the last couple of days. Do you have a couple of days off? What does your mornings look like? How many times a week do you guys train?
This last game that we played, we got off the court and got on the plane, came straight back to Perth. It was a bit hectic, but yeah, we do what we have to do. We got Monday off.
Yes.
So it's because we have a Friday night game this week and hopefully everyone turns out for that.
Yeah, RAC Arena,
So normally we would just go home, come out on a Monday. We will have like a top-up session on the Monday, but this Monday we had it off. And then we'd have a big session on Tuesday with the gym. We have Wednesdays off and Thursday another big session, Friday gym and maybe a travel.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
It was only a couple of weeks ago. Was it a couple of rounds ago you scored your 8,000th national goal?
Wow.
And because you weren't playing at home, the Green Army couldn't just get up and about and get around you. So it was like 8,000 goals, Embers. And it was just kind of, everyone was like, and you just had to get it, business as usual. It's like, well, did you not just want to be like, guys, stop the game?
Hang on. Everyone run out when Buddy Franklin kicked his 1,000th goal. Where's everyone coming onto the stadium?
Standing ovation, please. Like, did you not just call tea and just be like, let's all celebrate me a bit more?
To be honest, I didn't even know that I hit 8,000 goals.
This is the problem. This is because she's so good and she gets so many balls. It's another one goes in. And another, what are we up to 8,000 already, are we?
It'll be up to 10 in no time.
Yeah, listen, I'm pretty stoked with having scored 8,000 goals, but my teammates remind me that they were the ones who gave me 8,000 balls.
That's actually fair play. Yes. I like that.
But yeah, listen, once I'm playing, I'm just locked in. So whatever milestone I reach in the game, it has to be celebrated afterwards.
Do you get anything like a present or?
I got the win, so.
The win. That's nice.
The win. So I'm okay with that.
On this show, we love to talk about food. What's for dinner tonight?
Yum.
Okay, so it's going to be like some leftovers, to be honest. Last night I did some amazing French fried chicken.
Wow.
Special recipe?
Yes, a special recipe, which I'm going to give away to my other teammate tonight because she wants me to teach her.
Okay. Can you give it away to the Rush Hour family?
No, you guys, I can't. Okay. She's the only reason I'm giving it to her is because she's Jamaican. So.
Oh, okay.
So is it like a little Jamaican bit of chicken, is it?
Yeah, it's French fried chicken, but it just tastes
really good.
Yum.
Because that's a sacred ingredient.
Not really, but I just cook it really good now.
Yeah. All right. So is that sort of your go-to? What do you have like before a game?
Oh, before a game, it really does depend. Like I like to go the night before for dinner. I'd love to carb load. So I'll have spaghetti and whatnot maybe. Mm. If I'm home, I do spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
Or bolognese.
You make your own meatballs?
I do make my own
meatballs. Do you mix like do you do beef and veal or veal and pork mince together or is it just one mince?
No, just mince. Just beef mince.
Just beef mince. Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The way she scrunched up her nose just then. It was just
No. Stop being so fancy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Listen, the simple is the best. Like,
I agree.
It simple and it's amazing.
Can we just quickly talk about your daughter? How old is she now?
She's 14.
14.
And how tall is she?
She's 5'11.
Has she got aspirations to be like mum one day and play professional netball?
No. She doesn't even play netball, but she loves netball. She supports me a lot and she wants to play for fun.
Yeah.
But she does not aspire to be an athlete. She's an artistic person and she's very brilliant. And I support that 100%. So whatever she wants is what she'll do.
So she's not going down the sporting route. If she wanted to start playing netball, though, I mean, my club, City Beach, we would definitely need a tall defender. If she just wants to come down, we can play for fun. We like winning. Winning's fun.
Yeah, she wants to play a shooter. If she's playing, it's going to be in the goals.
We can fit her in there.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Fit her straight in.
Yep. She can play with any position she wants. Anything she can defend. She can be the captain.
Actually, calm down.
Now, Sunday's Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. What's your expectations from your daughter that you'll get a really, really good present? Is it like out of 10?
Out of 10, to be honest, with her being so creative, I reckon I'll get something that she created.
Wow.
And I always look forward to those rather than anything being bought. I'd love to get some breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed,
And I'd love to get like an amazing dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can take me out somewhere, to get
What's
somewhere.
Your favourite place?
Oh, very demanding, Janelle.
Ooh, I don't know. Simple.
I want a portrait. Yeah. I want dinner. I want to be taken.
No.
You deserve it.
To be honest, I don't have a favorite place in Perth to go to. I love to go to the beach out by Coogee where the boat wreck is.
Yeah,
I love
lovely.
To go out there. But the water's really cold at the moment. So I just
like
go
a
to look.
For you. Recovery session.
Yeah. But yeah, I love Perth in itself is really nice, really beautiful. Mm. So wherever, if people have anything can tell me to go and advise me, I would definitely go.
Do you like a steak sandwich?
I love a steak
sandwich. Okay, so you and me, You and Me in Coogee has apparently the best steak sandwich in Perth. Embers,
wow,
you love a steak sandwich.
I do. I must go try that out. I haven't heard that one yet.
Mm. You and Me in Coogee, steak sandwich. Trust me.
I think what she's trying to say is you and me can go together. So,
I was wondering, I was like, oh, where are we going?
You and me but is the place. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to come with me, sure. But you we can me, sit on the same table.
We talk tactics. It's all good. It's all good. Huge stretch for the West Coast Fever coming up. You've got three home games back to back. You've got the Firebirds this Friday night, then the Thunderbirds, and then quite possibly top of the table clash between the Vixens, who are also undefeated, and you guys as well, happening Sunday the 26th of this month. It is a huge next few weeks. We wish you the best of luck for what's going to be an amazing time, and go the Fever. They're doing amazingly.
Go Janille, the Fever.
Fowler, Nema, thank you very much for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Rush Hour. Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Well, this is something that I think a lot of parents could relate to that have young children. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got Frankie at home. She's almost 20 months. She normally sleeps really well. But on the weekend, Katie, she woke up at about 2:30 a.m. and we couldn't get her back to sleep. She was totally bug-eyed. She wanted to play. She wanted to just explore the kitchen.
Sleep regression, am I right?
So my wife and I were rotating for about an hour or so, and at about 3:30 I said to my wife, you go get some sleep. Just let me deal with it. And I was looking at her and she's going, Dad, let's play. And I'm going, what do I do? So I put her in the car, and I know a lot of people have done this before. Okay, maybe you'll fall asleep in the car. So I put her in. And we just started driving around the streets, right? I ended up in Northbridge.
It's that 4 a.m. in the morning.
Some of the people coming out of the bars at Northbridge, oh, yeah. I tell you. Then I went
Did
into
you see me
Fremantle,
coming out of Connie's?
Right? I definitely saw myself walking out of Metro's Frio. I was going, that is definitely Amber's. Geez, my 4 a.m.s used to look a lot different. But finally, I did get my daughter to sleep.
Thank God.
And I got home at 4:30, quarter to five, and I was like, I'm absolutely shattered myself.
There is something about the car, though, about as soon as I get in the car and going on a long trip, God, I get tired. So I understand that method. You know, for me, to get to sleep, I sleep with a pillow on my head. So I sleep on a pillow and then I sleep with the pillow on my head, and it's like I... Yeah, is that weird?
You suffocate yourself?
Wow.
It sounds like that, doesn't it? But it's, so I'm on the
Are
side.
Are you trying to protect yourself from your partner?
It's like a, yeah, I think so. It's kind of like a lamb sandwich, you know what I mean? So there's a pillow there, and it just really, I don't know why, but there's something about the weight being on my head that really just gets me to sleep.
Yeah, so when I go to sleep, I'm a bit similar. I don't have the pillow on my head, but I have to have a pillow in between my legs.
Oh, yeah.
Have a pillow in between my legs.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a podcast guy. I listen to podcasts as I fall asleep.
So you listen to this show?
Calm down.
Does that help you fall asleep?
Yeah, calm down. No, just something that's a little sort of banal and boring. And that sort of just nods me off. Yeah, which
Joel?
Is a bit of a strange one.
But do you have a weird method to get yourself to sleep?
I record my thoughts while I work here with you guys, and I listen back to them late at night.
That is the biggest lie I've heard in
Sounds
my life.
Awful. What's your weird method to get to sleep? Maybe your kids to get your kids to sleep, or maybe it's just yourself.
Yeah.
Dr. Doug from Palmyra, hello.
G'day, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Doug.
You sound like you're a Dr. Doug in something. Maybe you're an expert in putting people to sleep. Tell us what you do.
Well, what it actually was is I went to a little conference years ago on insomnia. This American expert told us a few tips and tricks, and one of the ones that's quite nifty, and it certainly works for me, is just a simple exercise that basically you're trying to look with your eyeballs through the top of your head.
When
you're trying to sleep and you're just lying there and it's just not quite happening, if you roll your eyes back in your head as far as they can go, look up as high as you can into the top of your head.
What
that does is it fatigues the ocular muscles very, very quickly, and that tends to fatigue them off, and there's some trigger that then then get you dopey.
And, all I know is two radio announcers have just tried to do that, and they look dopey, but not
I'd nearly
of what
fallen
you think.
Asleep on air. Was that close?
I dropped my whole headphones. Thank you, Doug. It was very relaxing. I'll try that tonight. It actually kind of hurt my eyes, so I'm not sure I will. Candace, we've got her back. Candace from Rockingham. Hello.
Hello, how are we?
Oh, Candace, we're very well on this Tuesday. Those weird methods to get yourself to sleep or someone else, tell us.
Weirdly, like, when I was younger, like, because I think I was so used to, like, my neighbours or, like, my dad doing construction around the area where I live, I think I got used to the noise. Now, like, if I listen to any sort of construction, it weirdly soothes me.
What? Oh, God. So if you hear this outside...
More like if it's like welding or something. I don't know what it is. It's just...
Welding? What?
Yeah.
Sounds horrific. So is there an app that you can just, you know, say welding sound effects, like white noise, and play that to get you to sleep?
When I had Spotify working, I put construction welding on Spotify or YouTube.
Sounds like a so jackhammer weird. Going off on my head. I'd almost have to go and get Panadol to listen to that sound, Candace. Wow.
That is bizarre, Candace.
Strange.
I think it's just like you get used to a noise growing up, like a familiar noise. I guess it's just like something you're familiar.
It's a horrible noise, Leechy.
There it is. That's welding.
Oh.
What the hell, Candace?
It's like the noise so much growing up that it's just. I don't know. It just suits me.
Why was there so much welding going around you when you were growing up?
I think Candace just dated welders her whole life.
my dad delivered welding for like boat trailers.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dad, like my mum's brother, my uncle, and my grandfather did like has a welding company. Okay. So.
Fair enough. All right. Well, there you go. Welding. That is certainly weird. We have got. Mini Embers. His name is Lux. Hello, Lux. Oh, Lux. What are you doing?
What's Lux doing on the phone? Hello, Lux.
Hi.
This is Embers' son. Lux, what's your weird method to get to sleep?
Well, Dad just talks about the 2006 grand final.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't really find it that entertaining.
No one does.
It puts me to sleep real quick.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Lux, you're so funny, aren't you?
No, he's not being funny.
I must admit, serious. I do read the 06 playbook and yearbook to him a lot, and that does actually put him to sleep pretty quickly.
Nice little bedtime story. Good on you, Lux.
It's putting me to sleep right now.
Yeah,
even
same.
Though I enjoy the day a lot, don't you worry.
Live, local, and a little loose. Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb on 92.9 Triple M.
Don't forget, we started something yesterday very special called the Rush Hour Finds Tin. Thanks to New Wealth, make property investment possible. Search NU Wealth. Each Monday across the next few weeks, we're opening up a Finds Tin so you can nominate someone that has done you wrong and we will find them. That money goes into the Finds Tin. At the end of the month, someone is going to win the entire money that's in that Finds Tin, which currently sits at just under $600.
Ooh.
So decent money in that. We do that again on Monday here on the Rush Hour.
If you win an AFL Grand Final, Katie, you win a premiership medallion, right? But it's only the players that play in the game that actually get the medallion.
So
right?
If you're on the bench and you've been selected to play, but
the bench,
you don't make the court, I mean the field, you don't get a medal.
No, so only generally the 22 that play, now it's up to 23, they get the medal, but no one else does.
Right.
The NFL, they give out rings. So you get championship rings,
yes.
Which is huge.
Yep.
Now, there's been a little bit of talk that the AFL may start doing some of these things that the Americans are doing, right? So Tom Morris from the AFL, he reported this earlier.
Craig Kelly, the Collingwood CEO, he said there's an opportunity here for the AFL industry to copy something from the American sports model that is actually special and works. Now, his belief is that all football department staff should also get a tiered down version of this amazing premiership ring, which is valued at $50,000.
Sorry.
50K.
So they're basically, there's a company out there that commissioning to the AFL to say, listen, we will make these rings for you. They cost $50,000, right? Every single person on your list will get one if you win a flag, right? So let's say there's 40 people on an AFL list.
Yep.
50,000 times 40 is like $2 million. Now, if you are going to get everyone in your club or your staff, there's about 100 people in, you know, in your football department.
Just for a ring?
Do let's we say really? If you got that at half price, 20,000, that's another $2 million. That's $4 million.
Can I just ask, though, what are your thoughts on the ring? Because I know it's a very American thing, but I just don't rate it. Like, as if you're going to wear it out.
So we got asked back in 2006, would be like a ring? And the players just go, we're not going to wear it.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that at the 2018 Premiership team, the West Coast boys that won the grand final, they all got rings.
Oh, wow.
So it was
okay.
Something that the club did, and I'm not sure where they wear it, and a few of the guys will like to wear it. But, like, personally,
is it a big, like,
it's
bling
a, it's a big
kind
ring.
Of ring?
It's,
yeah.
It's a bit bigger than your wedding ring.
Yeah.
Now, like, listen, we're not Americans, all right? We're not swinging our Jacksons around. We're not like the big, you know, we're not here for show. I'm not a big fan of the rings. I think they don't look great.
Like there's so much better things to spend all of that money on. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you imagine if the AFL decided that, yes, we are going to do this. That's $2 million if they were just going to give them to the players.
And they said for AFLW as well. So
I think personally the money could be spent better somewhere else. If the clubs want to do it for their players, then they can work through that process.
We're not American.
If players want to go and buy it themselves, they can go and do that. But where are you going to wear it? Like I get you're a premiership player and I get congratulations to you. You're not going to wear a big show-off ring, are you, around the streets of Perth?
Loser.
Just do what everyone else does and get a, you know, tattoo.
Yeah. Embers.
Just go and get a tattoo.
Embers, let's see your tattoo.
Well, I told you my story with the tattoos. Yes. I was the one that organised all the premiership tattoos for everyone, and I got everyone to do it, and then I realised it looked really crap, and so everyone got one. I didn't.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.